So let's call on Ken, KD9NDJ. How's it going, Ken?
This is KD9NDJ. Good evening, there, Dirty Rig. Good to have you serving as net control this evening. Favorite radios, boy, I really like my 7300, but I lean towards the antique radios, and in that respect, I've got a Collins receiver here that I like very much. Also, an old Kenwood. It's not that old, but you know, I like that stuff because you really have to tune it in. But you know, the SDR display on the 7300 can't be beat, and it's also got a very sensitive receiver. So that's my story. Back to the net.
All right, Ken. Thank you. Good to hear from you. And I can understand the getting split between the good historical stuff and the cutting-edge technology. Good to hear from you tonight. And I think I'm checking the dashboard. I see that AB9FJ joined us, so we will add AB9FJ to the roster. Okay. Again, the topic tonight is tell me about your favorite radio. Next up on the list is Reg. Reg is VK6BQQ. Go ahead, Reg.
AB3KC, VK6BQQ, Reg here in Western Australia. Good morning. Yes, I was wondering where AB9FJ had got to, but in any event, fine job. And just wondering for the log here, I think you said your name was Tom, and you're in Virginia. What part of Virginia are you in?
Hey, Reg, good to hear you. Thanks for coming by. And yeah, this is AB3KC, and my name is actually Collins, just like the old radio, the old antique Collins radio, spelled exactly the same way. And I'm in Virginia, Northern Virginia. We're up near Harper's Ferry, which is where Maryland, West Virginia, and Virginia come together, and not too far outside of Washington, D.C. Back to Reg, VK6BQQ.
AB3KC, I'm not sure where I got Tom from, but jeez, I tell you, it's early in the morning here. I've only had my one coffee. Yeah, I spent a lot of time down Virginia, Norfolk, and Lynchburg with Ericsson, General Electric. So I was just wondering. Beautiful country down there, and your spring, the flowers and the trees that come out and blossom are absolutely fantastic. I really enjoyed my time in Virginia. Anyway, best radios. Well, being in the commercial world for the last, I don't know, 60 years, I favor the radios that get discarded and echo this 800 meg trunking stuff. So I have the software for them, and I convert them from commercial to amateur, which seems to work out real good. When you've got the software and the patience and the radios, why, you can tune them in, VHF, UHF. The HF radios, well, the bands have been pretty dead here. I don't think I've had it on a minute over the last month. Nothing really comes on. So the favorite radios are converting the commercial ones back into amateur radio and putting them back into use, and it seems to work very well. Back to net, AB3KC. VK6BQQ with the group.
Okay, yeah, that's I've inherited a couple Motorolas. They're really durable, so that's very cool. And as far as it goes, Tom is the number one name that people hear when I say my name. That's the number one misunderstood response I get, and I have no idea what the connection is, but there's something there, scientific, that maybe it's my accent or how I pronounce my name, but a lot of people hear Tom. No idea. Or maybe it's just the drink. But good to hear you, Reg. This is AB3KC, Alpha Bravo 3 Kilo Charlie, net control for the SDF ARC Monday Zero Zulu Net. Next up on the list is Stephen W0TTY.
Hello, AB3KC in the group. This is Stephen W0TTY in Seattle, Washington. SDF user ID is SMJ. Thank you for running the net. You're doing a great job. Really like it. It's great. As far as favorite radios, I think the ones that always have a story to them, or if you have certain contacts you've made on them, those are probably the most memorable or your favorites. Mine happens to be my second radio, which was a Kenwood TS-940, and with the auto tuner. And I got that from a Pacific Northwest Bell central office technician. He let me make payments on it, and when I got it, it became my favorite radio, and a lot of listening with it on HF, as well as just practicing listening to the ARRL code practice, using it as well. And unfortunately, I lost it when I decided I was going to upgrade, and I don't think I really needed to do that, but I did. I sold it to another ham who then made a big deal about it not arriving in condition and all that sort of things. And in the end, he got the radio and he got his money back. So I knew I did the wrong thing by selling that. And as far as the radio I use most often, I'm most often using a Yaesu FT1XD, which is a System Fusion FM radio, just a little handy talkie. And I just wanted to mention MB0X-L shows up on Echolink, but it does not appear to be linking the DMR talk group 31650. I tried to put in a couple calls through there. I saw me coming through Brandmeister, but it's not making its way to Echolink. So there's a script running there, but we'll have to email Matthew and see what's going on with him. Anyways, thanks again for running the net, and hope everybody's enjoying the long weekend. W0TTY.
All right, Stephen. Great. Thank you for checking in tonight, and good to hear you on. That reminds me of one of my first radios. It was a scanner, AOR AR2700. It was a beautiful scanner. It was just amazing. It was my favorite radio ever, and I was in high school, and I got pulled over by the cops, and they took it away from me. So I don't know. It's probably sitting in some police officer's basement. Yay. All right. This is AB3KC Net Control for the Monday SDFARC Net. Next up is AB9FJ. JWH, pick it up.
Hi, Collins. This is Wayne, AB9FJ in Urbana, Illinois. SDF username JWH. And I don't know. The closest thing I can think of to a favorite radio is probably the Kenwood, the TMD-700. Dual band mobile that I had in my car for a long time. It, VHF, UHF, and APERS. Well, I had a TNC built in it, so I suppose I could have done packet with it as well, but I used it for APERS in the car. So, very nice radio. I also had a Kenwood, the TH-5, 7? I don't know. I'm forgetting the model number now. But it was the tri-band HT that Kenwood came out with many years ago. It did 2 meters, 220, and 440. Yeah, it was a very nice little radio. I've got two of them around here somewhere. THF-6, I think, is the model number. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. So back to the net. Thanks for taking it this week. I didn't think I'd be here at all in time for the net, but I almost made it at the beginning. Anyway, 73, AB9FJ.
Okie doke. All right. Yep, and I just see Harold showed up, so we'll get to you shortly, Harold. In the meantime, you can think about our topic, which is tell me about your favorite radio. Also, Snowdusk says hi to everybody on the net, and I guess we can say hi to those active and calm, X2180, Brandon, Snowdusk, and Publius. Hello and calm. All right, Harold, N4RNW, our topic tonight is tell me about your favorite radio. This is AB3KC, running net control. Pick it up, Harold.
Hey, thanks. I'm coming to the party a little bit late, but I'm here anyway. Harold here, N4RNW, Southwest Florida, just starting to rain and storm a little bit down here. Favorite radio? Well, I've got a little Yaesu handheld, and gosh, I forgot the model number, FT7H or something like that. It's really a quad band radio. It's 2 meters, 220, 440, and even 6 meters, which I don't think I've ever even made a contact with. But it can pick up just about anything, shortwave, weather radio, aircraft radio, in addition to those ham bands. So I've got a couple other 2 meter radios, but that's my favorite. So back to net control, N4RNW.
Okay, N4RNW, excellent. Cool, quad band HT. The 220 net here locally is actually on some weeks, and I don't check into it because I don't have 220, but on some weeks there's more activity on the 220 net than there is on the two meter net. Very cool. So yeah, I'm contemplating 220 capabilities, maybe. We'll see. I have plenty of radios to begin with, so probably don't need that, but it's always fun. N plus one. All right, this is AB3KC Net Control. I can run through the roster here if anybody wants a second round comment. Maybe they have something to add on to what they heard. So if not, I will just keep running through the roster. But Ken, KD9NDJ, anything else to add tonight?
That was interesting. I'm using Linux to do the communicating tonight, and the software is Qtel, and I just was having pretty good luck with the space bar being the PTT button, and that went wonky. Some very strange things going on here. Yeah, thinking about it, I'm thinking about my love of the old school radios. And that probably is because my father pestered and badgered me to become a ham. He was KA3GER, and that went on until he died. And I went back and scarfed down all of his gear and realized by fooling with it that he never really, I can't imagine him getting on the air with the stuff. He had this boat anchor Viking, Viking 2, I believe it is, and a little Amico. He picked the stuff up at Ham Fest on the cheap. And that sort of shows his dedication to the family. He didn't have a lot of money to spend on a ham radio. Anyway, fooling with that stuff and fooling with the Bob Heil Pineboard kit, I had to get a license. So I did that very late in the game, 3 years ago now. And I'm still learning and enjoying the hobby. So those are my further comments. AB3KC, this is KD9NDJ.
Excellent, Ken. I'm glad I asked. Cool. Thank you. And I'll keep going. I do notice we do have a couple of new check-ins or showing up on the dashboard. So I'll acknowledge you and add you to the round after I get to Reg. But as you sit there, our topic tonight on the SDF-ARC net is tell me about your favorite radio. This is AB3KC, Alpha Bravo 3 Kilo Charlie, my name is Collins. I'm in Virginia, and on SDF, I'm Dirty Rig. Reg, back to you. Any more comments? BK6, BQQ.
AB3KC, BK6, BQQ. Yeah, I see a few folks coming in there. Good to see Harold and Robertson from Sydney. So they normally check in a lot. Yeah, Friday nights, you know, if you've got time, 8 o'clock or 0 hours UTC, we do time travel on the Friday Night TechNet and the Flying PigNet. So, love to have you folks join us. It would be an honor. My goodness. We get a few call sign new ones every week, but this week coming up is 1,066 weeks, I think it is. We've been on the air. And if you're interested, QRZ.com, my call sign, there's a website. Gives you an idea of what we do. And, of course, in the aviation world, that is one of our things. So a radio, to me, that can pick up the airband on AM is a good thing. But I've had a lot of luck with the commercial stuff, particularly when you're mobile. You know, you just push a button and everything is in there. Your deviation, your frequency, your off splits, etc. So the dialing up and trying to read a screen while you're driving does just not work. So hence, I like the commercial stuff. Back to net. Great to hear you in here. AB3KC with the group, BK6BQQ.
All right, Reg. Great. Cool. And while you were talking, I think ENG4HJM dropped off, but Robert is still there, VK2DY, so let me give Robert an opportunity. Robert, you have a comment for the net tonight, VK2DY. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. I'm not sure about WA, but it's cold over here on the east side of the island. It is, what is it, 12 degrees at the moment Celsius. We got down to 4.9 degrees Celsius. That's a cold winter temperature. Apparently, we are under an Arctic blast. There's going to be snow up in the ski fields. We have ski fields in the mountains in New South Wales and Victoria, Southern Alps, and they are going to get about 50 centimeters of snow apparently this week. So I guess it's going to be a good ski season this winter. Anyway, other than that, my favorite radio, I think that was the question, is my trusty portable FT-897. I just love that thing. I take it all over the place. I have a little mag loop antenna I carry with it, and it's my favorite. And I do apologize. I have to get back to the ham conference. I'm the only one running the conference this morning, and just got to be sure that there's no interference. VK2DY, back to me.
All right, 73 VK2DY, get back to that conference. Thank you for stopping by, Robert. And that brings me to SMJ, also known as W0TTY. Stephen, any additional comments? Go ahead.
The only additional comment, sorry, I changed microphones. The only additional comment I'll have is that I will have my radio set to DMR Talk Group 31650. If anybody else is interested in trying the talk group, I got an update for my Micronode NanoSpot from Mark, and I had not been able to get it working since I came back from Japan, and it was such a lifesaver to use that in Japan. But it turns out that there was some changes that were required to get that working, including the PyStars software update. So I've got that going, and I'll be on Talk Group 31650. Thank you for running the net, W0TTY.
All right, W0TTY, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for checking in. The mic that time was a little hot. It was, I guess, I don't know if it was distorting. I probably don't have a good sound report, but you came through fine, so no worries. But good to hear you, and hopefully someone is able to connect up on DMR Talk Group 31650, I believe you said. Let's go over to AB9FJ from AB3KC.
Well, I don't have anything else to add there, so I'll just pass it back to you there, Collins. AB9FJ.
Okay. Well, safe travels. Hope you're having a good long weekend. And I'm putting everybody on the spot. Ha ha. So, actually, we can skip right over. That's no problem. But good to hear you tonight, Wayne. And N4RNW, Harold, any comment?
Nope, not at this time. Everything's good down here, so I'm just sitting on the side and listening to everybody else. So everybody have a good evening, good morning, and N4RNW.
Okay, and I would go back, but DK2DY had to go back to his conference this morning, so he's not here. So let me just see if there's any other call. Anybody want to call, check in, or make a comment, please call now.
KD9NDJ here again.
Yes, KD9NDJ on QTEL. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I had to try out Reg's trick of the left control key, which was negative function. Anyway, the thing I wanted to talk about further was Bob Hiles' marvelous talk at the Hamvention 8 days ago, which I was lucky enough to go to and hear. He talked about audio, and he talked about microphones. There's been some complaint that he, you know, pushes his stuff, but his stuff is very good. I like his headset, etc. But I'm trying a different microphone tonight, and I wanted to get a signal report. This is an Electret microphone, not recommended by Bob Heil, who prefers the Dynamics. But I've got it on a boom with a pop filter, and, you know, it's pro audio gear. So I wanted to see how that came across on Echolink. Back to the net.
All right, yeah, you sound very clear. The signal is, well, your audio is very clear. I can't complain about anything. So very clear audio. In fact, so clear that it's almost as if you should be a DJ on a non-radio, I think, since you have such an awesome setup. But that's above and beyond. You sound great. So, yeah, sounds like a good setup. Anything else, Ken?
That's it for me. Thanks for the report.
Yeah, sounds good here in West Australia.
All right, on this Memorial Day 2022 in the U.S., this is our net for Monday, May 31st. Let me go into wrapping up the net, and thank you all so much for checking in tonight. I count, it's really complicated. I count 8 call signs. We heard from 7 of us. One was in and out. Virtual in and out, and then our friends in COM, Publius B3KC. I am net control operator for the May 31st SDF ARC net. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229 right here on the TechLink conference. Again, we thank Michael VE7KI for allowing us to use this conference. Look forward to hearing from you next week. Come back and check in with us again. For more information about SDF or the Amateur Radio Club, go to sdf.org and also check out sdfarc.org. 73 to everybody who can hear my voice. I hope you all have a great week, and we will see you soon. This is Net Control signing off. Alpha Bravo 3, Kilo Charlie. Clear.